All right, we're going to jump right in. Each week I answer a question. You guys do not ask easy questions either. Question number one, is a hard heart God's doing or a result of resisting God? The example is Pharaoh. And the second question, to go right along with it, is a hard heart final or will God unharden the same heart he hardened? Anybody want to come up and answer that? All right, well, just to be clear, we try to answer everything from the Bible. And so this comes from Exodus 4:21. And the Lord told Moses, he's talking to him in a burning bush, when you arrive back in Egypt, go to Pharaoh and perform all the miracles I have empowered you to do, but I will harden his heart so he will refuse to let the people go. Let's see what happens. Fast forward three chapters to Exodus 7. Pharaoh's heart, however, remained hard. He still refused to listen, just as the Lord had predicted. And then the New Testament sums this up in Romans 9. Romans 9 says, "For the scriptures say that God told Pharaoh, 'I have appointed you for this very purpose of displaying my power in you, to spread my fame throughout the earth.'" So you see, this is so hard for us to hear. So you see that God chooses to show mercy to some, and he chooses to harden the hearts of others, and they refuse to listen. Well then, what's your natural conclusion? You might say, why does God blame people for not responding, right? Haven't they just simply done what he makes them do? Don't say that. Don't say that. You are just a human. Who are you to argue with God? Should the thing that was created argue with the one who created it? Why'd you make me like this? So to answer these questions, both of them, it is most helpful to know that everyone is born with a hard heart. You got to start there. Everyone is born with a hard, rebellious, sinful heart until God overcomes it. I get this from Ezekiel 36. It says this. This is God. Look at all the I statements. "And I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart." 27. "And I will put my spirit in you so that you will follow my decrees and be careful to obey my regulations." So can God harden a heart? Yes. Can he soften a heart? Yes. Is a hard heart resistant to God? Yes. And everyone begins that way. So do not think that you are born neutral. Don't think that. We all think that. You're just born neutral, and some decide to go good, and some decide to go rebellious. You're all rebellious. Just go to the nursery. They come this way. You don't have to teach them not to share. We're all born with a hard heart that resists God until he softens it. And he opens your eyes to see the glory of Christ. Never be ashamed of the scripture. Wrestle with it until you see the beauty of Christ.